Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? Have you given thanks and rejoiced for living in the house of God? I believe every one of us experienced the help from brothers and sisters. Their love and their care have been a great encouragement to us. It is my honor, for I have a part in this house. Do you know? This house is the fairest dream in God's heart since eternity. He made this house appear. The Trinity God, Abba, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, also committed and devoted themselves in this house. Hence, we can see the glory and the abundance of God in this house. How awesome is His heart! Therefore, Abba sent the Lord to come. The Lord broke through all the impossible. He cried out, "It's finished," on the cross. It's really awesome. I'm so grateful that His sweet home has appeared. We are bound up with this house. You and I have a part in this house. Let us sing a hymn in God's family hymnal, the 16th, Psalm 44. Home, the love dream of old in God's heart. We will sing the first stanza.
Since eternity past, from God's heart outflowed a sweet dream. So He desires to make known His great glory. He break through the impossible, pass through shame or sufferings, the cross. He poured out His boundless soul to complete His dream of those. Home sweet home, this the ultimate mystery of God. God's sweet home, endless, fairest, sweet love dream.
I hope you have time to stay still and respond to Him, or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to be with Him face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in a letter to Romans, chapter 16, verse 1 to verse 16. I command it to you, our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church of Sancria, that you may welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints, and help her in whatever she may need from you. For she has been a patron of many and myself as well, Greek Pisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risks their necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well. Greek also the church in the house, Greek my beloved Aquinitus, who was the first converted to Christ in Asia, Greek Mary, who has worked hard for you, Greek Andronicus and Genia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners. They were well known to the apostles, and they were in Christ before me. Greek Ampliatus, my beloved in the Lord, Greek Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and my beloved Stache, Greek Apelles, who is approved in Christ, Greek those in the Lord who belong to the family of Aristobulus, Greek my kinsmen, Herodians, Greek those in the Lord who belong to the families of Narcissus, Greek those workers in the Lord, Tryphena and Tryphosa, Greek the beloved Persis, who had worked hard in the Lord, Greek Roses, chosen in the Lord, also his mother, who has been a mother to me as well, Greek Asyncritus, Phagan, Hermas, Atrobus, Hermas, and the brothers who are with them, Greek Philologus, Julia, Narisus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints who are with them, greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. First of all, I'd like to ask you a question. How many names did Paul mention from verse 1 to verse 16 from this chapter we read? And how many of them were sisters' name? I hope you can count them and leave me a comment with the answer. The letter to Romans is recognized as the most important book in the Bible concerning the truth of the gospel. And here comes to chapter 16. Paul used a whole chapter to greet many people one by one, as well as their families and the brothers and sisters around them. As you can see, it was very meaningful. As I have mentioned before, salvation is just the beginning. Our life will be more glorious and abundant. God likes to bring us into His house. The church is the core of God's will. Thus, we shall have a good relationship with God. From the moment we're saved, we're building up and taste the joy of salvation and being united with the Lord. Next, we shall build up the relationship with brothers and sisters to establish the church and the house of God. These two aspects are the meaning of our life. I don't know whether you enjoy reading the names of many people from verse 1 to verse 16. If you take notice and meditate more, surely you will admire Paul. He had never been to Rome before writing the letter to Romans. Yet, he knew some of the brothers and sisters. There were about 30 people in his greeting list. I'd like you to count the exact number. There may be even more people on the top of these names whom Paul greeted. Not only he greeted those who were well known, but those unknown people in the house and around him. Paul was so awesome. He loved the church and the brothers and sisters very much. What's touching is that what he mentioned was not just a name, but also his relationship with them. As you can see, Paul had a personal relationship with each individual. It sounds like there was a story with each name. Paul treasured his relationship with them. Moreover, these relationships were not ordinary relationships, but spiritual relationships. Paul saw his close connections with his brothers and sisters, as he mentioned being in the Lord and in Christ many times. He addressed them, brothers and sisters, at least 5 times, such as in verse 1 and verse 14. He also addressed them, beloved, in verse 5, verse 8, and verse 12. In fact, it is a good reminder for us when we read these verses. We shall treat our brothers and sisters as our dear brothers and sisters, for we have the closest spiritual relationship. If we don't see that brothers and sisters are just names and not relationships, if we don't realize this as real relationships, then brothers and sisters are just better than friends. Yet, we believe in the Lord, all of us are in the Lord. We are being united with the Lord in Christ is actually closer than flesh and blood. Brothers and sisters, what Paul saw and Greek was more than just a group of friends and co-workers. More importantly, they were brothers and sisters and his beloved members in the house. Moreover, the backgrounds of the brothers and sisters in Rome were different. Their origin and social status were different. Yet, they could be in one and love one another in this house. That's very precious and wonderful. And Paul also regarded every relationship as the most important and dear to him. Not only he greeted brothers, but sisters as well. In fact, for quite a number. Not only he greeted those well-known brothers and sisters, he also greeted those labor in silence without any noticing. I even know some of the names as they appear here in the Bible only once. I don't have much information. Truly, I'd like to introduce these names to you one by one. If we divided the letters to Romans chapter 16 into sessions, it can be divided into 4. Verse 1 to verse 16, which were the verses we just read. That was the greeting of Paul to the brothers and sisters. And verse 17 to verse 20 were the commands of Paul. Even the co-workers of Paul also greeted the brothers and sisters in Rome from verse 21 to 24. Lastly, it was the praise of Paul to God from verse 25 to verse 27. He admired the plan of God. He marveled for the mystery of God, the gospel and Jesus Christ that he preached. The mystery has been revealed. Who knew about the mystery, which was the mystery of God? The mystery of God is Christ, and the mystery of Christ is the church. As I've mentioned before, when we read the letter to Romans chapter 15, the end of chapter 15 should be linked with chapter 16. I find that 1.5 chapter of the letter to Romans was a spreading warmth of the whole letter. Why? Because there were many personalized cares from Paul filled with his affection and love for brothers and sisters. Let's say if you were one of the brothers and sisters in Rome at that time, would you care whether your name was on the letter of Paul? If so, would you care about what Paul wrote? This letter had the names of all these people. It showed that they were not only remembered by men, but remembered by God as well. Brothers and sisters, what about us? It's true that our names have been written in the book of life, and we will not be forgotten. But what I'd like to say is, whether our lives are remembered by God? What Paul wrote was more than a name. What he wrote was a relationship. Similarly, our names are also in the book of life. Yet, is our life the most relevant, the most loving relationship with the Lord? It is the most memorable. Truly, I'd like to go through these names one by one on the greeting list of Paul, for it has shown he had a very detailed understanding towards them. The characteristics and personality of each individual were different, yet Paul was able to write one by one. You may realize that the writing of Paul was not superficial or predictable. They were written from different points of view. It showed that Paul valued and understood each individual. Truly, Paul liked to comfort them, encourage them, and let more people know them and praise them. He liked to bring the brothers and sisters closer in Rome. I believe you will all agree that the more you get to know that brother or sister, the more you will love and value him or her. Paul liked us to value every brother and sister. The first name Paul mentioned in the letter to Romans chapter 16 was the name of a sister named Phoebe. She must be a messenger of Paul, who was the one who brought the letter to Romans to the brothers and sisters in Rome. Thus, he asked the church in Rome to receive her. Paul addressed Sister Phoebe. This could be a very common name, yet it could be a most affectionate and honorable name, because she was the sister of Paul. The second thing is that Paul called her a servant. She was a servant in the church. Paul even praised her for helping so many people, including him. There is one thing I really like to tell you. Paul specifically mentioned that she was a servant of the church at Cenchrea. What was his point? Was there any smarties in the place of Cenchrea? Or was it a big city where brothers and sisters came from and were particularly outstanding in serving and very capable? It was the opposite. In fact, it was only 9 kilometers away from the city of Corinth, which was very close to Corinth. Corinth was a big city, yet Cenchrea was very small. Yet there was a female servant whom Paul recommended and praised. Paul seemed to be expressing that even brothers and sisters who loved the Lord coming from a small city or a small place could be a great blessing and help for many. Thus, don't look down on yourself. Another thing I like about Phoebe is that she had to bring the letter of Paul to Rome. It was quite a long way. But how difficult was it for a sister? It was not easy at all along the way. Some commentators believe that the name Phoebe was mostly like the name of a slave. Somehow she gained freedom and believed in the Lord and even became a co-worker of Paul. How happy it was! If it was true, then we shouldn't have low self-esteem. In fact, the Lord needs us to help many. Paul mentioned help or patron in a row. He praised Phoebe for helping others and him. And in verse 3, Paul greeted a couple, Prisca, the wife, and Aquila, the husband. The couple had known Paul for some time. They were the close fellow workers of Paul, who had an extraordinary friendship. What attracts me is that in verse 4, Paul said this couple could risk their necks for his life. Simply speaking, this couple loved Paul more than their own lives. How precious! What more can man ask for in life than to have such fellow workers or brothers and sisters who love you so much? How beautiful and treasurable it was! No wonder Paul greeted the couple, Prisca and Aquila, before he was executed in the last letter. The second letter to Timothy, when it was the last time he went to Rome. As it had shown how much Paul treasured this couple, he missed the time when he went through thick and thin with this couple. This friendship was something he could never forget. I believe he had been grateful to have such good partners by his side. Not only Paul thanked God and thanked for the love of this couple for him. Paul mentioned in verse 4, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well. It was clear that Prisca and Aquila also provide a lot to the churches in foreign countries. I cannot share the name on the list one by one due to the limited time, but we can see that there were many different brothers and sisters in the church in Rome through the list. Ethnically, there were Jews and Gentiles. For instance, Prisca and Aquila was Jews. The relatives of Paul were Jewish as well. As for the other names, all their names were Gentiles. Apart from the racial differences, some of them were slaves. For example, Amphiatus, Urbanus, Hermas, Philologus, Julia. These were the names of slaves. Yet among the brothers and sisters in Rome, some of those who were important or with status. For instance, Aristobulus, who was the great-grandson of Herod the Great. It could be said he was a friend of Roman Empire. Lysias, who was rich and powerful as well. Hence, there were different types of brothers and sisters in the church. Yet, our social status does not determine how important or honorable we are. Every single one is so precious and valued by God. Brothers and sisters, because we are one house, there are no distinctions in class, in identity or status. There was one significant thing about the greeting of Paul. He didn't just greet a single person, but also the people around him like family members of brothers and sisters. For instance, in verse 10, the family of Aristobulus was mentioned. Verse 11, greet those in the Lord who belong to the family of Narcissus. Verse 14, and the brothers who are with them. In verse 15 mention, and all the saints who are with them. It was shown not only Paul knew the situation in the church, but also the situation in the church at home. That's so awesome. You can't help but admire Paul. He knew not only that person, but he knew his mother, his sisters, and even his family members as well. Let us read verse 12. Paul sent his greetings to Tryphena and Tryphosa, was the sisters in flesh. In verse 13, Paul mentioned Rufus and his mother. He even called the mother of Rufus as his mother. Paul also mentioned Nereus and his sister in verse 15. What do you think of Paul? He was so awesome, wasn't he? Do you want to be like Paul, who could remember the brothers and sisters in your heart and treasure every one of them? I read the letter to Romans chapter 16 when I was a new believer. To be honest, I didn't know how to appreciate. I didn't enjoy and didn't understand the intention of God to record the greetings of Paul in such a great length. Yet, I understand now, and I treasure this chapter more. It was a treasured and emotional chapter which expresses what God desires from the bottom of his heart. What should a church be like? Paul loved the church and the brothers and sisters so much, for he knew the heart of God. Brothers and sisters, I hope that this chapter of the Bible will help us to see clearly what kind of church God likes, and we shall live it out. May our hearts be able to satisfy our Father and the Lord most. May our church love and be united as one to testify the glory of God. That's all for my sharing. There are still a lot of detailed matters that I haven't shared with you yet. I hope all of you can discover some treasures on your own. My sharing of the letter to Romans has come to an end. I will share another book with you next time. And now it is time for you to draw close to the Lord and be with Him personally. May the Lord bless you.